Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Paul's. Welcome to this special service. And I'm Tom, I'm the vicar here. And if you haven't met me before, it's great to have you with us, especially the family and friends of young Thomas Dries, who is looking forward to his baptism very much. He's got lots to say at this moment, sitting on his mum's knee. And we look forward to that in a few minutes' time as he is baptized. So that's what we're celebrating in the first part of the service today.
Absolutely. And my name is Bethany, and I am the Children and Families Pastor here at St. Paul's. And so we've got lots to look forward to in our service today. We are doing an all-age service, which means people of all ages worshipping God together. And we are following our Holy Spirit sermon series. And this week, we're looking at the theme of holiness. And in that, you might see a few fruits dotted around, or you might have one when you came in. We're going to be looking at the fruit of the Spirit and how we can see some of that in our lives as we focus on living for God.
Brilliant. Okay, but it's also Father's Day. Did you know that? I know not everyone celebrates Father's Day, but we will be acknowledging it through the service. It's not a specifically Father's Day service, but there will be occasions in which we mark that.
Absolutely.
Reference dads, and we celebrate them today and all that they bring. Mm. And there will, in fact, be something for them, I believe, at the end.
Yeah,
a little
there is chocolate of some description. Chocolate orange, just to be on the fruit theme. But yeah. Chocolate orange truffles at the end.
So. Yeah, we couldn't extend to some of the things that dads might like have had, like a curry or, you know, a beer, but a chocolate. There we go. So we celebrate dads today. Okay, right, but we also celebrate other things, don't we, week by week, including birthdays and including other things that God's been doing in our lives, or achievements, or lovely things that we want to share. So I wonder, first of all, let's do birthdays. We've got the birthday pencils.
Would someone like to help give out the birthday pencils? Anyone? Oh. Harry, do you want to do it today? There we go.
Okay, so who has had a birthday in the last week? Or has one coming up? Aha, I see Thomas.
Brilliant.
Now, Thomas, it is not today, is it? 6th of June. 6th of June, okay. Anyone else had a birthday or got a birthday coming up this week? Oh, yeah, one at the front. Brilliant. One of the godmothers.
Happy birthday.
18? Oh, wow.
Lovely.
There we go.
You can have a pencil. Woo! Best gift ever.
I bet that's why you've been waiting to become 18 for, you know, years and years, so you could get your pencil. Splendid. Okay. Great. Well, let's celebrate other things. Who else has got something that they'd like to celebrate? Yep. Alice has.
Okay. My cat's life.
Celebrate.
Oh, your cat's life.
Oh, because she did die. So we're going to celebrate your cat's life and all the love that she had. For all of you and your family, that's lovely. Okay. Anyone else?
At sports day, my house won.
Oh, woo! That's brilliant. Well done. So another one. Oh, so much in this aisle. That's very good.
I start a week for good learning.
You got a star for good learning.
Brilliant.
Excellent. You're well doing done, so Callum. Well. Brilliant. Anyone else? Any grown-ups?
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. There we go. Someone a touch older. Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Not that old, but...
I wasn't going to say it, Tom, but just for your benefit, we enjoyed a wonderful celebration of the youngest daughter of Mandy and Nigel Haig on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And the vicar revealed that he was a West Ham supporter.
Yes.
And what is it about vicars in this diocese?
Well, it's something about preparing congregations for hard times. So being a West Ham fan really helps. And I do happen to know that vicar, actually. Yeah, so he's a great guy. Yeah.
Glad to hear you stick together.
Yeah.
No, it was a great celebration. It was a great blessing. He was wonderful. Preached superbly. And a great time just celebrating for Laura and Ben.
Great. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay.
Kelly?
I have a new job.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome.
That's great news. Oh, they're all popping up now.
We are back, having had a silly fall and I broke the top of my leg, so
yeah.
We're back.
Yeah. Yay. Welcome back, Doc.
Yes, you're here.
We're delighted to have you. I see Jane with her hand raised as well.
Can we pass it along? That'd be okay.
I'm celebrating that my beloved twin sister Susie's with me, and I had no idea she was going to be here this morning.
Wow!
It's a complete surprise. Ah. I can't believe it.
That's so cool.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So I can see the resemblance now you mention it.
Yeah.
So cool.
But you've dressed differently just so we don't confuse you, so that's helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Brilliant. Well, I think we've got some things to give thanks for there, haven't we? So why don't we do that now? Father God, we know that life is full of ups and downs, but that we are able through faith to thank you for the happy things, but even to thank you for, or in the midst of the sad things. So Lord, we thank you for Alice and Sophia and Eliana Russell's cat, Lord, and thank you for that cat's life and the blessing that and the joy that the cat brought. And pray for your comfort for them. And Lord, we thank you for all these other things that we've celebrated. We thank you for birthdays, for new jobs, for sisters turning up unexpectedly, for wonderful weddings, for achievements at school, and for all good things that we know come from you. Thank you for your love, thank you for your comfort, and thank you that you call us to wonderful things in our lives if we choose to live for you. So as we look at that topic today, as we think about living for you and how we can do that through your power at work in us, we pray that you would speak to us and encourage us and strengthen us. Amen. Okay, brilliant. Well, it's time for the baptism, which we are most definitely going to be celebrating in a moment. So do you want to come up, young Thomas and parents, Anna and Andy, and godparents? And there's Thomas. Thomas has been coming recently to Tots Praise, and it's wonderful to have you guys here today and that you've chosen St. Paul's as your church family to be part of and to support Thomas in his growing up. And there's so much to celebrate in baptism, and it links in really well with what we're doing today, because God called all of us to live for him, and he's got amazing plans for our lives. And in baptism, we recognize that that is true of children as well as adults. God wants to work in children's lives as well as in grown-ups, and he uses the children to encourage and to bring joy to the grown-ups, and he uses the grown-ups to help and teach and look after the children. So we celebrate those things today. And in fact, Jesus, he was walking on earth at a time where people didn't think children were very important, but Jesus didn't agree, and he said these very famous words: "Let the children come to me and do not stop them." And he held them in his arms, he had them sit on his lap, and he made very clear to everyone that children matter to God, and therefore they should matter to us. Okay, so reflecting that, I'm going to ask a question first of the whole church family here today, here to welcome Thomas into our family. So I ask you all, will you help this child to become part of God's family? And we say together, we will. But the key ingredient among all the others in children coming to faith and discovering God's plan for their lives in their early years is their parents and godparents, and that's who we've got here. So I'm now going to ask them a question reflecting that role. Parents and godparents, you have brought this child to baptism, and you speak for him today. As we trust God for his growth in faith, will you promise to care for him, to pray for him, and to help him to follow Christ?
We will.
Excellent. And living a holy life, as we'll discover in this service, involves making choices. Choices as parents, choices as children. And so now the parents and godparents are going to make some choices in front of us now. We all wander far from God and lose our way. Christ comes to find us and welcomes us home. In baptism, we respond to his call. Therefore, I ask, do you reject evil and its empty promises?
I do.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ as Saviour?
I do.
Do you trust in him as Lord?
I do.
Brilliant. So now as we come to the baptism, I'm going to pray a prayer for or over the water that will be used. Now, Father, send your Spirit that those who are washed in this water may die with Christ and rise with him to find true freedom as your children, alive in Christ forever. Amen. So the first special thing that's going to happen is the baptism itself. The water is warm, not too warm, it's just right. There we go. Thomas, over you come. I've already held him this morning, so he was fine with me then. There we go. There we go. Thomas, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well done. There we go. Should we dry you? There we go. There we go. Definitely got better hair than me. Right. Let's hand him back. But that's not the end of the special things, because Anna's from Estonia originally, and in Estonia they have a lovely tradition of giving a cross. It's a necklace, is it? Yeah, a cross necklace. And we've got one here, which is given at baptism. So I've got one for Thomas. And so I'm going to pray a prayer that this would be a really special reminder of what Jesus has done in his life. Father God, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us all. And I pray for Thomas now that this cross necklace would be a reminder of your love for him shown in the cross. A reminder of your hope for him as he put his faith in you. And a reminder that one day he will be with you in heaven forever. Amen. So we'll put that in the box. Now, Andy, are you happy to receive things that I give you? And the next thing is we will build on that by signing him with the cross. Okay? Right. So, Thomas, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. And we say in a moment, do not be ashamed of Christ. You are his forever. And we stay together. Stand bravely with him. Oppose the power of evil and remain his faithful disciple to the end of your life. Right. Now the next job is a candle. Because Jesus called us to be the light of the world. And I think that means two things. It means sharing the light of the good news of Jesus with others. And it means that the way that we live becomes like a light. When they see us living like Jesus, then they see God in us. And hopefully they choose to follow him too. Now, I know it's dangerous having fire, but we do also have water to hand. So I suggest that Thomas doesn't hold this, and perhaps Andy might be a suitable person. There we go. There's your lighted candle. Now we've got words to go with that. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. And we say together, shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. Okay, now reflecting the key role of Anna and Andy and the godparents, I'm going to pray for them now. Faithful and loving God, bless those who care for this child and grant them your gifts of love, wisdom, and faith. Pour upon them your healing and reconciling love and protect their homes from all evil. Fill them with the light of your presence and establish them in the joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I've got some final gifts to give you. As you, as parents and godparents, seek to introduce Thomas to faith in Jesus, you've got his My First Bible. Have you got room for that? There we go. We've got some certificates as well. I might just put them on your seat so that you don't need them now. And they will help you. And I encourage you to pray for him and read him Bible stories each day. That will be a wonderful way for him to be introduced to Jesus. But finally, we want to introduce you and welcome you to our church. And the way that we do that symbolically is to come into the middle of the church and we are going to welcome you. So if I can ask those who live here, which is you guys, if you can come into the middle and we will come and welcome you. And thank you, godparents. That's brilliant. There we go. So I think the middle of the church is about here. There we go. So the words will be on the screen as we welcome you. Thomas, God has received you by baptism into his church. We welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same heavenly Father. We welcome you. Brilliant. Okay, right, well, we'll go back to our seats. You're allowed to blow out the candle. There we go. And enjoy the rest of the service and welcome to St. Paul's.
Wonderful. So we're going to carry on worshipping now with a song. This one is an action song. It is God is Good. So you might know that. So children, if you know the actions and you want to come up to the front and help me, you're very welcome to do that. So we're going to stand up. Everyone might want to stand up for us to sing. God is good.
God is good.
Okay, if everyone would like to take a seat, that'd be brilliant. So, we said a bit earlier, our theme for today is the Holy Spirit and living a life of holiness. So today, we're going to look at the passage all about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I wonder, does anyone know what any of the fruit of the Spirit are? Anyone know? Shout them out. What's one? Well, the Holy Spirit gives us the fruit, and we're going to hear about that in a moment, but does anyone know any of the different ones? They'll just, yeah. A strawberry's a fruit. We've got a strawberry. She's going to come up in a moment. Strawberry's a fruit. Well, it's good we're going to be looking at this theme today then. Does anyone know love? What about, yes, can you shout? A banana's a fruit. We've got a banana too. Tell you what, can the strawberry and banana come up the front? That's okay. I think perhaps, let's hear one, Kelly. What? Patience. Brilliant. Thank you. We're going to hear, I think we need to hear the reading to find out the fruit, don't you? So I thought it'd be really fun to have two real life fruits tell us our Bible reading for today. So we're going to start off with Galatians. It is chapter 5, and Clara's going to read us the first two verses, which are verse 16 and 17. Are you ready?
What I say is this. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not satisfy the desires of the human nature. For what our human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants, and what the Spirit wants is opposed to what a human nature wants. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want.
Brilliant, thank you. So that bit of the passage tells us that we need to put aside our bad and sinful human ways. So we are constantly in conflict trying to follow what the Spirit wants us to do, but inside of us, the human bit's like, oh, I don't want to. So like when you have to be really patient with someone who is really testing and getting on your nerves, the Spirit calls us to have time for that person, but our human way wants us to just get frustrated. So I thought it'd be good at this moment just to spend a few seconds thinking about things that we want to say sorry to God for, times when we haven't perhaps lived as the Spirit wants us to, and then we'll pray for that. So I'm going to give you a moment. Think of something you want to say sorry to God for, and then I'll lift them all up. God, we're sorry for all of the ways that we haven't followed you in this last week. And so we ask that you forgive us and that we can go into this new week afresh, knowing that we're walking in your forgiveness. Amen. Okay, Alice, are you going to read us the next bit? This is Galatians 5, verses 22 to 24 and 26. Is that okay? So we're going to go from here. Can you read that?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,
patience,
kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Brilliant. Could you read the next bit?
And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature, which all its passion and desires. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another.
Brilliant, thank you. So, that question I asked a moment ago, what are the fruit of the Spirit? We heard them in that bit of the reading. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. And self-control. Nearly got it right. So we're going to think more about them this morning. It also is Father's Day, and so we're thinking about what it means to be a good father and how God is our good father and how he will show us all of these qualities. So we thought it'd be fun to have a little game. My fruit can go and sit down now. Thank you, fruit. Very helpful. You can stay there if you like, but you can go and sit down. We're going to have a game now, and I thought, seems as it's Father's Day, it would be good to get the dads playing the game. So I'm going to need a couple of dads to volunteer. Because we're looking at fruit of the Spirit, as lots of you mentioned different fruits, this is a fruit blind tasting game, okay? So basically, only come up if you're not allergic to any fruit, and then you can come and play the game, because I'm not going to tell you what they are. So any dads, any volunteers? Brilliant, you need to bring someone with you. You've got Callum. Super, can you sit on one of the chairs for me? I'll move this out of the way. I need a few more. Ollie, woohoo!
Can you bring a friend? Pick a friend to come with you to help you. You need a... Great, David. One of you needs to feed the other one, basically. So I need... Oh, Callum, can you stand up in front of your dad? Can you stand there? Super. Okay. And I need one more dad. Come on. I know some of you... Yay, John! Come up the front. Fantastic. Okay. Super. Now, this is just for a bit of fun, really, and because we're looking at fruit, but we're going to blindfold the dads. So the dads are going to sit down on their chairs. There we go. Super. And we're going to blindfold all of them so they can't see anything. There we go. Now, the way this game is going to work, I'm going to explain the rules. The way this game is going to work is we're going to give each of their partners, so a child, and David's helping out for Ollie, because I think Rosa's a bit small to feed Ollie. But we're going to put some fruit puree, basically baby food, on the spoon, and you've got to guess all of the ingredients in the baby food. And we're going to go along and see who gets it most accurately. So Kate has got the food. We've got first one. So we need Nate. Can you come and hold the spoon? Because you're going to feed it to your dad. There we go. Very gently. I'm just looking for my microphone. There it is.
Oh, that looks disgusting.
Okay. Okay, and David's going to do the last one. Super. Right. We're going to give you kind of a 3, 2, 1, and you can start eating your baby food. And then start trying to work out what it is. I'm going to have to see what it is, Kate, because I can't remember. Thank you. Okay, Ollie feels confident. Maybe I'll leave until last, so he doesn't give it away. Okay, have you all tried your fruit? Oh, there we go. Right, what do we reckon the ingredients are? I might give you a clue of how many. There are 4 ingredients. Quite a lot. 4 ingredients. So, John, do you have any idea?
I'm sure there's banana in that.
Okay, banana. We think there's banana. Anything else, you think?
I mean, that's a predominant flavour, banana.
Okay, well, you've got banana right, but there's a bit more, so we'll see if we can add to it. Alec, do you have any idea what else?
Raspberry?
No, sorry. Right, Ollie, it's all on you now. Can you get the other 3 ingredients?
Apple,
yep.
Pear, banana, and... Right, I'm gonna throw this one out there.
Okay.
Rhubarb.
God, that's a posh baby. Have that. Okay, you've kind of got some of them. It is. I'm gonna reveal it. It is banana, correct? Apple, correct? Peach and mango. There we go. Right, you've got another lot. Kate's coming along. We've got 3 rounds of this game, so the others can redeem themselves. You can have a nice... by the way, Ollie, your prize for getting most is you get to take the pouch of baby food at the end, so I'll put it under your chair.
Oh, thank you.
That's the prize. Oh, good. Okay, another round of the game. Oh, put it in his mouth, maybe, Callum. That's
that
it.
Tastes exactly the same.
Tastes exactly the same, apparently. Okay. Oh, you're going to put it in his mouth? Go on, Nate, feed him. Brilliant. Okay, we'll start with Alec this time to make it fair. Alec, do you have any idea what's in your theory?
Apple.
Apple? Oh. And anything else?
Banana.
Oh, you got apple right, though. Got apple right? Not quite. Ollie?
Apple, raspberry?
No, there's only one other thing, though.
Pear.
So, John.
It's got to be pear.
What do you reckon?
Pear.
No! I thought this would be really strong. It's apple and blueberry. Apple and blueberry. Ah, there we go. I think Alec got apple, so I'm going to put that one under your seat for you to take home. There you go. Nice gift. And last lot. Yeah, we're going to do one more round of the fruit tasting game.
No, not yet.
Okay, that's it. Go ahead, Nate. Feed. Give it to your dad. That's it. I do apologise, Alec. You have a little bit on your top. Okay, happy Father's Day. So, Ollie, what do we reckon? I need to see the packet.
They all taste exactly the same.
So, apple.
Yep.
What the heck was that? raspberry?
Nope. Okay, John, any idea?
I mean, that tastes exactly the same as the previous one.
So, they're lying.
I would say pear again.
No. Okay, final one.
I would say strawberry.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Apple.
Yes! Completely correct! What a good advice. You can unblind five yourselves now. Thank you. And Alec, you get two to take home. Aren't you lucky? So there you go. Brilliant. Let's give the dads a clap. Let's give the dads a clap. Thank you. Brilliant. Okay. Well, that was a bit of fun, really, because the fruit of the Spirit aren't really actual fruit. But we're going to hear more about that in our talk in just a moment. But before that, we're going to have another song. And in this song, it's going to mention lots of different fruit of the Spirit. So see as you're listening to the lyrics and as you sing, if you can hear the fruit of the Spirit mentioned. So let's all stand up. We're going to sing, "Give Me Oil in My Lamp." Wonderful. Now, we thought we would look also at another little Bible passage to help illustrate our point when I come to do my talk. And this one is one you might know. It is about a little man called Zacchaeus. So I'm going to need some people to help act out this Bible story for me from scratch today. So I'm going to have Kate's going to narrate, so she's going to come up. I need someone small who's a boy to be Zacchaeus. Harry, would you like to be Zacchaeus today? Can you come up? Brilliant. I also need someone to be Jesus. It's quite an important role. Should we have Nate? Do you want to come? Come and be Jesus. Wonderful. And then I also need some people to be crowd. I'm going to need quite a big crowd. A strawberry and banana. I need more than just fruit in the crowd, though. Kelly, can you come up? That'd be super. Yeah, that's it. Come up. Is it Hannah? And anyone else? Is Callum? Is that a hand? Can you come up? super, that's a few people to be corralled. I need also someone to be a house. It's a really important role. So anyone? Simon, can you come and be the house? Wonderful. Okay, so Simon, you need to hold this. That's going to be perfect. And then I'm going to give some of you, again, here we are. You can put it over your head, however you want to wear it. Trying to be a crowd. Zacchaeus, you've got a special red one. Where's Zacchaeus? I'll get yours in a minute. So, you're going to wear this. There we go. Have you all got one? There we go. You've got one. Do you want to wear this? It's a little penny. Here we go. Arms up. Perfect. Okay, he's the chef. Okay, he's the chef in the crowd. So, there's my crowd. And Zacchaeus, you need to come right over this side to start with. And I'm going to give you the red one, just so we can really notice you, because we're going to need to be paying attention to what happens for you in the story. And I'm also going to give you something to hold. Can you hold this? Perfect. Okay, now the crowd all need to go slightly more this way. Who was Jesus? Was that you? Okay, right. So, Jesus, can you just stand off to one side, that side, to start with for me? Perfect. Okay, I think we're ready to go. We're going to give you instructions as we go along, and Kate is going to explain what the rest of you have to do.
Various points where we need the crowd to cheer. I think we can do better than that. Let's try again. Excellent. Okay, and sometimes they have to moan. You were better at that one. Okay, so let's start. Jesus is coming, somebody shouted. Jesus is coming to Jericho. And everybody ran to meet him.
So the crowd, can you run towards Jesus? Jesus, come. So Jesus, you need to walk onto the stage. Come on, Jesus. That's it. And the crowd are excited. That's it.
Well, almost everybody. For there was one man, one wee little man, who did not run to meet Jesus. And his name was Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, can you wave? Wave.
It's not that Zacchaeus didn't want to see Jesus. He did. He really did. But not only was Zacchaeus short, he was also afraid of the crowd. Not many people liked him, you see.
Can the crowd look? Give him a thumbs down.
Partly because he was a tax collector, but mostly because he collected more taxes than he was supposed to. And he kept what was left for himself.
Can you shake your piggy bank? That's okay. We'll just leave him there.
Jesus is here, somebody shouted. Jesus is here in Jericho. And everybody cheered. As he walked through the city gates. Well, almost everybody. For Zacchaeus did not feel like cheering at all. He wanted to see Jesus. He really did. But how could he walk out there in front of all of those people he cheated? And what would they do if they got hold of him? But then Zacchaeus had an idea.
Zacchaeus, can you tap your head? Like an idea.
There were trees by the city gates.
Point at the tree. Okay.
Tall, leafy trees. it was autumn. If he could sneak behind the crowd and climb one of those trees, he could see Jesus and not be seen himself. So off he went, out of his house and through the empty streets. And because the crowd was watching Jesus, yeah, he had no trouble at all slipping behind them and shinning up the tree. Yeah. Come and eat at my house, somebody shouted. Come and eat at my house, Jesus, somebody else shouted, because it was a great honour to host someone as important as Jesus, so everybody shouted at once. Hooray! Well, almost everybody. For there was one man, one wee little man, who kept his mouth shut and tried hard not to rustle the branches. Thank you very much, said Jesus. You are very kind. But I've already decided where I will eat my dinner. And Jesus looked straight at the trees and called, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm eating at your house today.
So pretend to call, Jesus, pretend to call. That's it. Brilliant. Very good.
Zacchaeus, somebody shouted, Jesus is eating with Zacchaeus. He's the worst man in town. There must be some mistake. And everybody moaned and groaned. Well, almost everybody. One man, one wee little man, climbed down from the tree, just as shocked as the rest. Why would someone as good as Jesus want to eat with somebody as bad as him? But he was happy too.
Give a thumbs up.
Happy. That's it. Good. Happier than he'd been for a long, long time. And so, with a smile spreading across his face, Zacchaeus led Jesus to his house.
Right, so Jesus and Zacchaeus go for a little walk back to the house. Okay, go for a walk. Oh, and go inside the house. So go behind Simon. Brilliant.
What are they saying? Somebody whispered. What are they doing in there? And everybody gathered around the taxman's door.
Crowd, you need to come and gather by the door, by the house. There we go.
That's when Zacchaeus threw open his door with a bang.
Throw open your door.
Greetings, everyone, he shouted. I have an announcement to make. I've been talking with my new friend Jesus and realise that there are a few things I need to change. I've cheated some of you, I admit that, and I want you to know that I'm sorry. So sorry, in fact, that I will pay you back 4 times more than I stole from you. What's more, I intend to sell half of what I own and give the money to the poor.
So, can you give out your money, Zacchaeus, from your little money bag? Make sure everyone can see from the front. That's it.
Give me money.
The crowd was shocked. Never in their whole lives had they seen somebody change like that. They stood there with their mouths wide open. With their mouths wide open.
Look at the front, eyes wide open.
And nobody said a thing. Well, almost nobody. Don't you see, said Jesus to the crowd, God has sent me to share his love with everybody, even those who have done some very bad things. That's what I have done. And now Zacchaeus loves God too. And that was when the crowd began to cheer.
Yay!
Jesus cheered, Zacchaeus cheered, and the whole town of Jericho cheered. Yay! Everybody cheered.
Yay! Thank you, everyone. Let's give everyone a big clap. Brilliant. Okay, just pop it all on the floor. Just pop it all on the floor. Perfect. Okay. That's it. Brilliant. Okay. Do you want to pop everything? Just pop it back down on the floor.
Even the money.
Just pop everything back down on the floor. There we are. Just pop it on the floor. Thank you. That's all right. We'll tidy it up later. Okay, I'm going to bring this around. Brilliant. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that rendition of the story of Zacchaeus, and we're going to think a little bit more about it now. But to start off, I actually have a few questions for you. My question is, have you ever planted anything? Has anyone here ever planted? Any gardeners? Here's your moment to show off and shout out what you've grown. What have you grown? Tomatoes. Brilliant. What was that?
Strawberries.
Very good. Apples. Beans, nice. Carrots and rhubarb. Marrow, very good. Brussels sprouts, excellent, so many food. Wow, okay, there's loads of gardeners in here. Now I've got another question. My next question is, how do you make those things grow? Here we go, what do you think, what do you need?
A pot, soil and water.
A pot, soil and water, great. Anything else, what do you think? A seed, you're going to need a seed? Something to put in? Oh, sun! Yeah, absolutely, that's the other important one. Yes, what else? Someone said it, what was your idea? Sun, absolutely, the sun is very important. Without the sun, the seeds are not going to grow. Well, do you know what? I'm planning on doing some planting myself soon, actually, partly because all of our houseplants have died, so it's not looking great. But I wonder if you can see the problem with my gardening, because I've got some seeds here, and I thought I would plant them. Does anyone want to see my special seeds? I'm going to show you them. Okay, here they go. I thought I'd plant them. What do you reckon?
They're jelly beans.
What? What do you reckon? Do you like them? I thought I would grow a jelly bean tree. I thought it'd be really cool, but you told me how to grow it. So if I plant one of these in the ground, and I use soil in a pot, and then I wait for some rain, and I have some sunshine, it's going to grow, isn't it, right? Is that right?
No.
No. It's not going to grow. Why is it not going to grow? It's not going to grow because jelly beans are not living things. They're made by a man in a factory or a woman. They're man-made, and so you can't grow things from them. Now, what if I actually used something from something living, like an apple or a tomato, and I went inside and I found some seeds. I've got some different ones here. Do you think these would grow into something? Yes. That's because they're living things, aren't they? They're made to grow. And so if I plant them and I look after them carefully, they might grow into something. So basically, my man-made thing, the jelly beans, they won't grow. But the actual seeds from the fruit, apple seeds or tomato seeds or whatever they are, they will grow because that's how God created them. And I think our hearts can be similar to this. What we water in our hearts is what grows. And so to be holy and living fruitful lives, we need to focus on growing the right things. And we see this in the story of Zacchaeus, which we just heard. When we're just focused on ourselves and what man makes and what man desires, for example, we just want to get more stuff for ourselves, we want to make sure our homes are the best, we want all of the great clothes, we can become a bit self-centered. And we can end up showing qualities like anger or jealousy or pride, and there isn't really any good spiritual fruit. And Zacchaeus was selfish like that. We saw that in the beginning. He just wanted lots of money for himself. He didn't care much about the people around him, and in fact, he stole from them. And what's really interesting is that he also wanted the best spot than to see Jesus. He went up the tree so he could have a better view than lots of other people. So he as a man was very selfish and a bit prideful, I think. However, when people's minds are on God, good fruit will grow instead. And so that's why the Bible talks about this fruit of the Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit, as we've said, isn't a strawberry or a banana. The fruit of the Spirit is how we can see God in us through what we do in our lives. It's the things in our Christian lives that grow from having faith in Jesus in our hearts. And so we get the good fruit of the Spirit in our life when we meet with Jesus. As we saw, Zacchaeus met with Jesus in the story, and that was the main thing that changed him. And as we've said, it's Father's Day today. And so any good fathers, or it might be just good, positive male influence in your life, you might recognize some of those qualities in those people. You might think that is a particularly loving person. They are patient. They might be joyful. They might be gentle. Those are things we look for in good role models. But ultimately, God, our Heavenly Father, is the best example of all of those things. And so the more we know God, the more we know Jesus, the more we're going to reflect him and show that good fruit in our lives. And so, if we want more of these fruits of the Spirit, it's when our heart is changed by the Holy Spirit inside of us. As it said in Galatians 5, we heard this at the beginning. What I say is this, walk by the Spirit and you will not satisfy the desires of the human nature. For what our human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants, and what the Spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. So what exactly does the Spirit want? Well, I think he wants to see more of this good fruit in our lives. So I've got some signs. I'm going to need some sign holders. Anyone very sensibly going to hold up a sign for me? Do you want to come up? Okay, just come up if you want to hold a sign. I've got quite a few. I think I'll be surprised if I have too many. We need to have them in a line. Can you stand in a line for me to make sure I get them in the right order? That would be really helpful. Oh, Clara, you need to be on the end of the line. Perfect. Thank you, Joe. Okay, super. There we are. Perfect. Everyone. Can you hold them really still so the adults can definitely see what we're holding? That's right, I think there might be enough. Come around here, Artie. We're going to need one more. That was absolutely perfect. Look at that. There we go. Artie, can you stand up? That's it. Perfect. Okay, brilliant. Right. Okay, so I have got you holding up the different fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to go through all of these fruit of the Spirit now and link them in with the story we heard. But as I do this, I wonder if you can listen and think about which ones of these you think, oh, that resonates with me. Or perhaps I want more of that fruit of the Spirit. So just listen and have a think for yourself which ones echo with you as I say them. So first of all, we've got love. Now, Zacchaeus wasn't very liked as a person. He wasn't that good to those around him. But Jesus showed him love. And that was one of the things that really changed him. And I wonder if you've ever gone into an environment and someone has reacted to you with love, how it's affected your response. I had a bit of an example of this earlier in the week. I'm going to make a confession. I went home on Wednesday and I was quite tired and I didn't have very long to do dinner, but I got a message from my lovely husband, Jacob, saying he had been let out early from work. So I went home thinking my dinner is going to be cooking for me in the kitchen. And I walk in the door and there's Jacob just taking his shoes off, and it had been ages since he was supposed to have left work. And I was like, how's it taken you like 45 minutes to get home from school? I'm so hungry. And he was like, I've just been out buying you a gift. And I was like, oh. And it takes you aback a bit, because then you're like, oh no, and you feel so awful. And I went in the sitting room and he bought me flowers and a nice drink and that. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. But that response of someone's love affects your reaction. And when you're feeling like you're just focused on yourself and you see that love, or you respond to the love of God, it alters the way you react. And I think we really saw that in the passage with Zacchaeus. Okay, the next one, Alice is holding joy. I should imagine Zacchaeus, can you hold it really sensibly for me? Zacchaeus responded with much more joy once he had been with Jesus. And Jesus invited himself round for dinner. Who enjoys having dinner with friends? I love it. It's a time of joy, isn't it? And so Zacchaeus, by the time he came out of the house, was much more joyful. Then we have peace. And I quite like to think of peace as a feeling of contentment. So just feeling at peace with what we have and who we are. And at first Zacchaeus, he wanted all the things for himself. But we saw that change in him, where suddenly he was so at peace with who he was, loved by God, that he was able to give things to other people. And I thought that was really cool. Okay, next one. Patience. This is one of the hardest, isn't it? Patience. Even in the story, we saw some people needing to be patient, because the crowd were all waiting at the door, like, why has Jesus chosen him? What's he going to do? Sometimes we need to be patient and wait to see what God does in people who we think perhaps he's given up on. And so I think that's a really cool one. Okay, next, kindness. This is a lovely one. Who wants to be a kind person? I think everyone should want. Yeah, we want to be kind people. The kindness and invitation of Jesus made Zacchaeus feel that sense of belonging. He wanted to belong to Jesus' family. And so I think that was a really important one. Okay, I'm going to whiz through these quite quickly. Goodness. In turn, Zacchaeus was changed and transformed and wanted to reflect Jesus' goodness to other people. And so he gave away, I don't know if you heard, 4 times the amount he'd taken. So he didn't just repay everyone, he gave back even more, which was amazing. So receiving God's goodness and giving it. Faithfulness is our next one. He was able to see what he had done wrong, and he would make that commitment then to be and follow Jesus after that moment. So faithfulness is central to lots of things. Gentleness, caring for the people around him. And so people were angry and cruel, and the crowd could have been annoyed, but when he gave back to them, they responded with more gentleness, and suddenly their hearts were warmed, and I think they'd have been nicer to Zacchaeus from that point forward. And finally, we've got self-control. So this one's hard as well, isn't it? Self-control and lots of things. But Zacchaeus didn't need so much stuff for himself anymore. He was able to control that urge to be a taker, and instead was able to give. And so that's an important one to have in our lives. Right, I wonder if you can all pop them back down and go and sit down. Thank you for holding them for me. That was very helpful. Super. Get my stand back. So when we don't focus on Jesus, we won't see that good fruit, which is basically what I'm trying to point out. These are spiritual fruit. We just get what man makes, which are just things which aren't, they're unhealthy for us, like the jelly beans made by God. Yummy, not so good for us. But we want the fruit of the Spirit, that good spiritual fruit. So how do we put God first in our lives to see that growth? Well, I think there's a few choices we actually need to make in doing this, because these fruits don't come from just our own power or our own strength. We can't force ourselves to be faithful to other people if we don't have faith in God. So we really need him to be able to have this fruit. The fruit comes when we're planted in the Lord. But how can we do that? We need to make a choice, because sometimes we can be lazy and think, oh, I'm friends with Jesus, it's okay now. But actually, to be holy and live holy lives, I think we need to make a choice to walk in step with the Spirit, as it says, and choose to show these fruit each day. And so how can we help us do that? Well, we had the lovely christening of Thomas today, which was really lovely. And actually, you would have heard some of that in what they talked about at the beginning. So today, his family and godparents are making a commitment to help Thomas grow up in faith. And so some of the things which are helpful to do that are to pray. When we pray, we grow closer to God. Or it might be reading the Bible, which is why he got his little Bible. Again, as we read God's word, we feel more connected to him and we're able to show more fruit. We want to go and be part of church family. We all made a commitment to help Thomas grow up in faith because church family and the fruit in all of our lives is really important to meet together to help us show this fruit of the Spirit. And also, ultimately, we need to ask God's help in doing these things because it is him who does the work. It's not us in our own strength. It is the power of the Holy Spirit in us. And so really, just to finish, when you strip it all back, the message at the heart of this is really simple today, I think. It is spending time with Jesus. How can you spend time with him? Because by doing that, we will start reflecting him and showing that good fruit in our lives. It says in verse 24 in the Galatians chapter 5, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. That is what happens when we're in Jesus. Our human nature and just our selfishness is put to death so that we can live lives afresh with him and the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. And so when you came in, you were given something, hopefully. If you haven't, there might be a few ones left. You were given a piece of fruit. You might have been wondering why you were given a piece of fruit, but hopefully you were. If not, maybe wave your arm because Jacob's got lots more in the basket at the back. So if you need a fruit, he'll whiz around with them now. Also, you might need a pen. That might be more of you. If you don't have a pen, give a wave, and perhaps someone else can help him run around with the pens. That'd be good. Oh, he's all right. Thank you. That's brilliant. Thanks, Adrian. Okay, so if you have a piece of fruit, keep going, make sure people have them, and a pen, we're going to use these to respond to this a little bit now. Because I want you to have a think for a moment, because on your piece of fruit, just make sure people have got them so they can hear the different options. Once you've got your piece of fruit, I would like you to spend a few moments now, and as we begin the next song, writing a prayer on it. And I'm going to give you a few ways you can respond to this talk, because I think it might speak in different ways to different people. So it might be when we held up these signs of all the fruit of the Spirit, one of them, as I said, particularly rattled with you. You were like, I'm not feeling very gentle at the moment. Why am I not feeling gentle at the moment? So I'd like you to write a prayer, or maybe you could just write the word gentle, if you want. It could be that simple. Or you could write a prayer to God asking him to help you see more fruit of gentleness in your life, or whichever one it is. So you might want to pick a fruit and write a prayer linked to that. The other thing I thought you might want to do is perhaps you want to write a prayer committing a bit more time to spend with Jesus. That might just be the heart of it. So I'm going to spend more time reading the Bible, praying, and actually choose something you're going to commit to do this next week. So you might want to write a prayer of commitment to spending more time with God and how you're going to do that. Oh, finally, I do have one more. Sorry, there's a few options, but I just really felt as I was writing this that I needed to put all of these. And perhaps you feel quite far away from God today, and you feel like you are the one hiding in a tree, like Zacchaeus. And so I want you to know that God sees you and that he loves you. And so perhaps you might just want to write a note to God saying that you want to know more of him. So that could be what you write. So a few choices. Pick a fruit to grow in. Commit a bit of time. Or I just want to know you more, God. Pick one of them and write a prayer on your fruit. And then we have this wonderful tree. There is a reason it doesn't have anything growing on it. And that is because during the song, if after you've written it, if you would find it helpful as an action of commitment to walk up, we've got some blue tack and we'll help you stick them. Me and Beck's going to help you stick the fruit on the tree. And hopefully by the end, we'll have a fruit tree here bearing lots of good fruit for God. So thank you, band. Go. You can write as we sing.
How deep the Father's love for us. How
Thank you. We'll let these last few people finish off putting things on the tree. I'm so pleased so many of you are committed to something that we've had to use the back of the tree. It's lovely seeing it bursting with good fruit. So I'm going to pray now to lift up all of these prayers which we've said to God. So God, I thank you for all of the things that we have committed to do, the fruit of the Spirit we want to grow in, and the fact lots of us want to know you more. And I pray that we really would see good fruit in our lives this week as we spend more time with you, Jesus, and reflect who you are to others. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brilliant. Right, I think Tom's going to come up now and help me give some notices. In front of our lovely fruit tree.
Ah, brilliant.
Great.
Yeah, just a few things that you can sign up for today. And obviously, we're not here next week, so it's a brilliant opportunity to do this. So first of all, Together is next week. That's why we're not here next week. And today is the deadline for signing up for that. So if you haven't signed up yet, please do it. If you just come for the morning, it doesn't cost anything, but you still need to register. And if, as I hope you can, you come for the whole day, there's a small price to pay as well. Do register today. We really, really want you to be part of it. And also coming up, we've got our men's breakfast on Saturday the 1st of July, which you can sign up for at the back. And also we've got our film afternoon, Chariots of Fire, which is the following Friday the 6th. You can sign up again on the board for that. So please do that before you go today.
Thank you, Tom. I think also we have Holiday Club. Is that going to pop up? Holiday Club is drawing in closer, 26th to 28th of July. If you know any grandchildren, children, friends who you think would really benefit from coming here for 3 days to hear a Bible story, but also to have lots of fun, we're going to do sports and games. It's going to be brilliant. If you want to sign them up, do that. There is a QR code here. I have a couple of flyers, so come and chat to me at the end, but I recommend booking on quite soon because the places are going very fast. So that's Holiday Club. And then just a reminder, we said it at the start, but we have chocolate orange truffles for the dads at the end of the service. So the host team will have a basket. If you're a father figure, go and grab a chocolate. And we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And on that theme of good fathers, we're going to sing our final worship song now, which is Good, Good Father. So if you'd like to stand up, we're going to sing together.
Your breath. Wonderful. Do take a seat. Just before we have coffee this morning, I wanted to read, we've been reading Galatians 5 across the service, and I wanted to read the last verse of the ones we're reading, verse 25, if it can go on the screen now as we walk out into this week. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I think that's a really lovely way to think about going out into our week in step with what the Spirit wants us to do. And so as we start having refreshments this morning, there's going to be a video on the screen, which is a song which some of the children are really enjoying. And so we thought it'd be a nice way of you hearing the song. We might introduce it, but it's all about being with God every step. So that's why that'll be on the screen. You can listen to it after the service or just have it in the background as you have coffee. But now we're going to finish up our service. I think Tom is going to come and do a final prayer and blessing for all of us.
So may the love of God and the example of Jesus inspire you to live for him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit enable you to do it. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming, everyone.